Find inspiration as close as your phone. Download the Jesus Calling app and get started today for free. Look for the Jesus Calling app in both the Apple and Google Play stores.
Hi, welcome to Jesus Listens, Stories of Prayer. I'm Susie McIntyre, and I think you're going to enjoy the conversation that's coming up. I have ordered Don Barton's book, Laughing Through the Ugly Cry, and a story about her life as she battled through cancer, the loss of loved ones, having kids, dealing with things with her husband, just life. And now she has a new book called Midlife Battle Cry. And I think that every one of us is going to relate to this story, whether we're male or female. And I was very surprised to hear that midlife crisis to people nowadays is at a much younger age, and it begins about 37, especially with females. Well, her book is to encourage us that our previous life is no less important than our next segment of life, that your life is useful to others as to yourself. It's just different. So sit back, relax, grab a glass of iced tea, because Dawn Barton is going to share her story with us, and it's something that we all need to hear. The Joyologist, Dawn Barton. I want our listeners to get to know you just a little bit more. Those of us that have not known you for very long, that's what this is all about. You were on our Jesus Calling series. Mm-hmm. And so for those that didn't catch that, I'd like for you to just catch us up on where you've been and why you're talking about this today.
Absolutely. Well, first I'm a mom, I'm a grandmother, I'm a wife, I'm a caretaker. I'm living this sandwich generation life of raising a kid and helping out with parents. But you guys know me as an author and a speaker, and I hold women's retreats. And I left a 30-year career. Believe it or not, my last 10 years were in Mary Kay Cosmetics. And I was top 10 in the company. And I had a dream, and I know I sound a little bit crazy, less crazy on a Christian podcast than you do on a regular one, when you say, I had a dream that God called me to write a book. And he did. And I left everything. And I took a leap of faith, and I wrote a book, and it became a bestseller. And then a couple years in between, I had a little bit of a midlife crisis, shall we say, and it birthed my new book, Midlife Battle Cry.
What kind of things did you go through that caused you to be here today?
Well, that book was birthed out of, in my life, I've lost a child. I had been raped and the man was caught. It went to a full jury trial. I have had stage 3 triple negative cancer. My husband was an alcoholic. He's 8 years sober. I lost my sister to cancer. My mother had a brain aneurysm that ruptured. But that was a book about joy. And as crazy as it sounds, it was about finding joy in the tsunamis of pain. But after writing that book, I really went through, honestly, my 50th birthday was coming up at the time, and I left that fast-paced career, and I thought, is the world done with me? Like, is the world putting this old mare out to pasture? I felt a little bit invisible, honestly, a little forgotten, and I decided to change the story, and I was going to change the story and write a new story. And I just fought to figure out who I was in this season of life. And I started talking to my girlfriends, and it seems to be a thing in this midlife point where it's a pivot point for us. It's not the end or the beginning of the end, but it's a pivot point, and it's time for us to write a new story. And so that birthed Midlife Battle Cry.
We're still the same person. We still have the same gifts, talents, and abilities, God-given. We're still the same person, whether we were 2 years old or 52 years old.
Right.
You know, we've just gone through different stages, and we've grown in different ways.
We have those pivot points at so many seasons. I think we have it as mamas with little ones. We feel forgotten, and oh my gosh, is this the beginning of the end? And where did I go? I also think we sort of draw this invisible line in our minds, and to the left are all the great miracles of our life, right? The the birth of our babies, our careers, all the things. And we start to believe that to the other side, it will be devoid of as many blessings and miracles. But the reality is, there's no midlife to God, right? God doesn't look at us and say, oh, thanks for coming, take a ticket, sit down. You know, we'll call you when your time's up. And it's simply a pivot point. I think that's what we have to embrace, because he's not done with us. And there are just as many miracles and blessings on the other side of that line as there were on the beginning side of that line.
Well, I know that my pivotal point in my life was when I did something I thought I never would do, and divorce. And my husband was very abusive from the very beginning of our marriage. And being a Christian singer and out there in the church and everything, you know, I just felt like I would never divorce. You know, I felt like that if anybody was going to save their marriage, it was going to be me. And after that was over, it was like, people told me, you know, your career is probably over in the church because, you know, you're a divorced woman. And it's like, no, the church embraced me. My life changed over and I had new meaning in my life. So as you say, this midlife battle, there's something more for people in their life, even later in life. Because I got a new lease. I got a new lease on life because God wasn't done with me yet.
At this age, whatever age we are, we're the best we've ever been. Now, our body may not be, you know.
Right.
But everything else, we've had more experiences. We've had more love. We've had more loss. We've fallen down more times and gotten ourselves back up. We are literally the best we've ever been with the most experiences. And yet, we pull back more than ever before.
If we're not growing in those strains of life, the push pull of life, then it's a sad thing, because God does want us to grow and to grow closer to Him and to lean into Him.
We have a choice in life as we go forward to be wild, active participants or spectators. And God does not call us to be spectators of life. He definitely 100% calls you to be a wild participant. So although the season may feel different and it may feel new, and sometimes it can feel a little bit lonely and strange, it does not mean you pull away. It means you lean in and figure it out. And you just stand, you give a great big battle cry that, Lord, that I am still here. World, I am not done, and I am still here.
How has your prayer life changed in this era of your life?
That's such a good question, because boy, does it change. You know, I think in my youth, there was a lot of praying for, Lord, you're going to have to fix him. You know, so much of the external, and I felt like it was a little bit, our prayers were a little bit more of a Christmas list, you know, whereas now I feel like my prayers are so heavy with gratitude. And an inward look of, you know, search me, O Lord, right? It really an internalizing those prayers. And also less selfish prayers of things for our country. And I didn't used to pray like that. And I do pray more that way now, too. But it's a beautiful question, because we do pray so differently at different ages and stages of life.
I pray for the rest of your day that it would go well with you, that your kids are well, that your grandkids are well, and every person in your compound is surrounded by joy, because you are a joy, Dawn. And I love the way that Sarah Young, in every day of this book, the salutation, she said, Emmanuel today. The next day is King Jesus, ever-present Jesus, oh, Most High. It's different every day. This is December 23rd. And I thought it was so cool to hear what it says, what pertains to you. It says, Emmanuel, the nature of time can make it difficult for me to fully enjoy my life. On those days when everything is going well, my awareness that the ideal conditions are fleeting can dampen my enjoyment. Even the most delightful vacation must eventually come to an end. Seasons of life also come and go, despite my longing at times to stop the clock and keep things as they are. I don't want to look down on the temporary pleasures you provide, but I do need to accept their limitations, their inability to quench the thirst of my soul. Please help me remember that my search for lasting joy will fail unless I make you the ultimate goal of my quest. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. We're so glad that you joined us today on another episode of Jesus Listens Stories of Prayer. Don Barton was such a joy, and I mean a joy, to be in front of and to listen and to catch her spirit. Just a joy. We'll be back next time with another story and another person telling that story. But remember that Jesus cares for you. He listens, and he's just a prayer away. Don't forget that. I'm Susie McIntyre Eaton, and we'll be back next time with another story.
Be sure to follow us on social media and on the Jesus Calling podcast on Apple or wherever you get your podcasts so that you can keep up with our weekly audio episodes and special monthly series like this one. And be sure to subscribe to the Jesus Calling channel on YouTube, where you'll find the video version of this interview. Thanks for listening.